I'm in a bit of a mood today, ladies and gentlemen. Things going on in life. So pardon me while I rant. Have you ever thought about the fact that, like, you are put here on this planet and then you have to, like, pay to stay? We are put here on this planet, given life, given this amazing planet, surrounded by everything we need to survive and thrive and have a great life. And then we've set up a society where we have to pay to stay here. We have to pay. You know what I mean? We have to give up our time, our energy, our freedom to make money so we can pay to stay here, or at least stay here comfortably. You ever thought about how crazy that is? Like, why have we set up this society? You know what I mean? Like, why? And it's not good enough that, like, we have to pay. Then we have times where, like, prices go way up. You know what I mean? It's not even like the system is set up. It's like, all right, it's this pay-to-play system here on the planet Earth. But we're going to, you know, give you a decent wage and prices are going to be pretty steady. No! It's pay-to-play and then wages don't go up. Wages go up enough just so they can say wages have gone up. I honestly think wages go up just enough so they can say, well, hey, they've gone up a little bit. Have they kept up with cost of living, inflation, any of that? No, not none whatsoever. But they have gone up a little bit just so the graph has a little, you know, upward curve to it. That's all you need. Wages don't go up. Prices do. You know, prices go down, but then they go back up. Then they go down, then they go back up. You know, it's this perpetual cycle of prices up, prices down, gas prices up, gas prices down, inflation up, inflation down, over and over and over and over and over. It almost seems like a game to me. It almost seems like a game to me. The way it just keeps going up and down. You know what I mean? And I know, in a lot of my videos, you know, and I am very optimistic. You know, one of the things I always say when prices get real high is, hey, they'll come back down. But in this video, I'm like, damn, why they can't stabilize this stuff? It's just crazy to me. It is just crazy to me how we have housing. But if you don't have this thing called paper, you're homeless. This paper thing called money, you're homeless. If you can't make the right decisions to get the right amount of this imaginary thing we made up called money, you can't pay for the housing. We'll let it sit empty. We have plenty of food on the planet. But if you can't come up with the right amount of coins, right around a paper, we'll throw it in the trash can and pour oil over it or compact it so you can't eat it. Were you born on this planet? Yes. Were these resources put here for you? Yes. But if you don't have enough money, you can't get to these resources because we own them. We're trying to make a profit off of them. If we can't get a profit, we'd rather lose money than let you eat it. Come on. I'm telling you, it's insanity. We just accept this as normal. It is insanity. And I'm gonna say right now, folks, I don't have an answer in this video. This is just a rant. I'm just, you know what I mean? Feels good sometimes, just get off your chest. We've got housing, we've got food, we've got clothing. You can't afford it, you don't get it. You got to dig it out the dumpster. Sorry. We got all the essentials. It's all here, everything we need is here. But unless you figure out the proper way to make money and then the proper way to spend that money, you can't have access to this stuff. If you find yourself, you know, living paycheck to paycheck or broke for whatever reason, you can't have access to this stuff. Now, some of the reasons some people don't, you know, have their finances in order is they blow their money. We get that. But then we got other people with, you know, disabled. People with mental issues, mental health issues, you know, all kinds of bills and things arise. People have to spend their money. They don't care. If you don't have the money, you don't get the stuff. Do we have the healthcare advances in the technology and healthcare to probably keep most people alive? for way longer. Yes. But if you ain't got the insurance or you ain't got the money, are we going to do this stuff for you? Are we going to let you come into our hospitals, come into our medical facilities and get this treatment? No. Could we save your life? Yes. Are we going to? No. Why? Because you don't have the money. You don't have the money. You got to figure out a way to make the money, and then you can have access to all this stuff that was freely put here for all of us, by the way. You know, when the trees were put here, there wasn't no, you know, names on them. When the water's put here, there's not names on it. You know what I mean? It doesn't, a water molecule doesn't say property of this corporation. All this stuff is put here for everybody, but in our society, if you can't come up with the right amount of money, you don't get access to it. What if that means I starve? What if it means my kids are unhealthy? We don't care. Now, this is what makes it really crazy. The system is rigged so that you won't make enough money. Wait, tell you, if aliens came from another planet, if the aliens are real, the reason they probably don't stick around is because they see what we got going on. They can't understand it. Does not compute. I promise you, on the planet Zarthon, they got a totally different system. It ain't this, okay? They like, this don't make no sense. This can't be real. This is a simulation. This can't be real. Who's playing a trick on me? Am I getting punked? Am I on planetary punked? Like, this cannot be real. If you, the system set up, you got to make enough funds or you cannot survive in the manner conducive to human survival. That's bad enough. But then also, you got to realize the system is rigged. If you can't get the coins, we can't help you. And oh, by the way, we've set it up so you can't get the coins. We have set it up so the people who already have all the resources also get all the money while you do all the work. But please know we care about you. Stop. Like, it's but we really care. And that's why we come up with all these products and goods and services that you can't afford. Come on, man. Like I said, I got no answers in this video. I've got lots of videos where we talk about answers. This is just a rant, man. It's crazy. It's crazy, you know. It's crazy. And we just accept it. I'm myself included. I'm in the we. We just accept it. We all know all this stuff here is put here for all of us. I don't think there's anybody who doesn't believe that. Unless you're just a hardcore greedy scumbag. I don't know. You know what I mean? When I look around, I don't, my first inclination isn't to take, you know what I mean? My first inclination is I want everybody to appreciate and use all of this and have access to everything. I see homeless people. I'm not happy that I got a roof over my head and they don't. I want them to have a roof over their head too. See starving people around the world. Not happy about that. I want everybody to eat. I feel like that's most people's first inclination. So why, if the majority of us feel that way, is it not that way? Why, if it's human nature to have community and tribes and everybody take care of everybody, why is it not that way now? What happened? What changed? We started off that way. We started off that way. Everybody had access to everything. Communities, tribes, people took care of people. Yeah, there might be some outliers. There might be some people who did really crazy stuff. They kicked them out the tribe, whatever. But as a whole, like, everybody was part of something. Everybody took care of everybody. We still had problems. We still had wars, things of that nature. But you were born into, in the beginning, a situation where you had a group and you had access to resources. You're hungry, you go out to the river, you fish. You go out, you hunt. You gather berries. You want clothing, you make it out of, you know, straw or thatch or I don't know, or animal skins, you know what I mean? You need a house, you built one. You cut some trees down, you made a house. You got mud and made bricks, made a house. See how simple that is? You take the stuff that we were all freely given and we all use it so that we all can enjoy life, have the things we need. What happened? Why? I know it's greed and power, you know, hunger for power, but like, why the average person, I don't think, is that greedy. The average person isn't that hungry for power. So how has the minority group of greedy, power-hungry people turned us all into, you know, mindless lemmings that go along with their society? Why is this happen? Why did it happen? Why do we allow it to happen? And when is the day going to come when we say enough is enough? I do believe that day is going to come. If you look back throughout history, when things get too crazy, people no longer go along with it. As long as people think that there's the potential for them to be able to like make it, even if the odds are way stacked in their favor, if you dangle that carrot to where they can see it, they'll chase after that carrot. Once the carrot gets so far away they can't see it, they stop though. All throughout history. And I feel like we're actually getting to that point where more and more people are starting to say, I just can't make it. Or I know down the line, I know I'm one paycheck or half a paycheck or a quarter of a pay. I'm $20 from not making it. I don't see a future for me. I don't see a future for my kids. I don't know what we're doing here. Why? Like, why? What am I doing? If you don't give people hope, if you don't give people a future where they're financially secure, where they can raise their kids and they think their kids can be financially secure, you know, people need to think that their children are going to be better off than them. How many parents, I worked hard, I grinded out, I might have immigrated from another country and you know, scrub people's toilets, did whatever I had to do so my kids could go better. So my kids could have. I don't need to have it. I just need to be able to make it do for my kids. We're at one of the rare times in history where people, parents, are doing better than their kids and they don't see a way for their kids to do better. The generations now with kids are looking and saying, hey, despite all the sacrifices and everything I made, my kids are going to be worse off than me. That can't go on forever. Because people will start wondering, why am I doing this? And then they'll stop doing it. So maybe it's a good thing. Everything is getting so out of whack. And more people are starting to question, why do I have to be a part of the system that makes me earn my right to be here? That makes me struggle my entire life trying to get money just so I can purchase things that were already here. But other people have decided that they own in a rigged system that doesn't want me to get ahead. More and more people are starting to question this. I think more and more people are going to be sitting down, you know, making videos like this and just being, I've been seeing a lot of them, but people are like, bro, like, I try. It ain't even that like people aren't trying. We be trying. People are trying. It's just like, you know, what do you expect people to do in a system that's set up that all the money goes to the top? And do the people at the top not realize that you can't do this forever? And maybe they're coming up with exit strategies. I don't know. All I know is I just hope somehow, and obviously in the most peaceful manner possible, I hope we get this figured out. And I would love to see it within my lifetime, or definitely within the lifetime of you know, my nieces and nephews who are in their 20s, things like that now. I hope we get this figured out and we can at least start working on a system where it is not stacked against the average person, where we, you know, if we're still, you know, earning money like we earn it now, that the wages increase with the cost of living, with inflation, where with the new technological advances we have are open to everyone, everyone gets health care. That should be a must. Everyone eats, everyone has a place to stay. I want everyone, and maybe I'm naive, but I want everyone who's willing to contribute to society to be comfortable in society and be a major part of society. I don't want society to be a bad term like it is now. I say society all the time is typically like kind of negative. I want us to talk about society, be happy, be positive. Like, man, I'm glad to be a part of this society where this is the norm. This is what happens. I want that. And I would love to be able to live to see that. We just need to figure out how to make that happen. I'd love to hear y'all's thoughts on this in the comment box below. I'm glad I kind of calmed down a little bit. I'll talk to y'all later.